everybody. How y'all doing out there today, man? Hope y'all doing well out there today. Hope that everything is going great for y'all. Y'all having a wonderful day, man. You know, it's not about how your day starts, it's about how it ends. You know what I'm saying? Father said, enduring to the end. That's what everything, you know. We can't just, you know, take our day how the enemy wanted to go for us. You know, we got to actually understand what our Father means by endure to the end. That's what all things. He don't just mean endure to the end, you know what I'm saying, with just coming home to him. That's in all things, enduring to the end, you know. Be able to take on Satan and what he's trying to do unto you, you know what I'm saying. Be able to bring your mind closer to our Father so that you know how to strategically move, you know, in certain problems and situations, because you don't want to react out of emotions or react out of, you know what I'm saying, character, you know. You want to be able to have a humble mind, humble, sound mind, and be able to dissect what's going on. Think your way through, you know, the way our Father wants us to operate, and be able to, you know, focus at the same time. You know, by doing that, that make us a better child of our Father, you know, because we got to become more like him. You know, you got to think about how sorry, I had to do something. But yeah, you got to think about how wicked the world is. You know what I'm saying? Look how wicked the world is. And our Father created the whole world, you know. And when you think about how our Father created the whole world, look what happened in Noah days when, you know, he lost his peace. He wiped them out, you know. So he made a covenant saying that he will bring peace. He will no longer, you know, wipe the whole world out the way he did, you know what I'm saying, because he humbled himself and he, you know what I'm saying, he repented for what he did, you know what I'm saying. So with that being said, we make our mistakes and we make, you know what I'm saying, situations worse than what it is based on how we react to them, because they catch us off guard. You got to understand, when our Father trying to bless us, the enemy tries to bring different things towards us to try to make us react out of character to miss our blessings. So with that being said, you got to know how our Father wants us to operate and move according to his laws, commandments, you know what I'm saying? Because he warned us that we're going to face trials, tribulations, transgressions, all type of things we're going to face, you know what I'm saying, on our walk with him, because it's long-suffering within, but the long-suffering brings out the real you, you know what I'm saying? The long-suffering lets you see how powerful our Father is within you, you know what I'm saying, as you continue to live for him. It shows you. So once you start seeing how powerful our Father is within you, you start seeing how powerful you are from the Father. So then it's abiding in that, you know what I'm saying? So you abide in that, you know what I'm saying? So then you solely depend on God through all things, because that long suffering brings you closer to him, because he allows you to go through those things to bring you closer to him, so that then he can work within you and work on you to use you for what he created you to use you for. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, it just shows you how powerful our Father is, that he can allow things to happen unto you but not hurt you or harm you or bring you to death, and still use what Satan is trying to do as bad as good for you, because it builds you, it strengthens you in your mind, it strengthens you in your heart, it strengthens you in your faith, it strengthens you and your belief in our Father, you know what I'm saying, and throughout life and all things. So we carry that knowledge and wisdom through this wicked world. You see what I'm saying? This world, the minds of the people are made off iron. You know what I'm saying? A man made off iron. You know what I'm saying? But our Father made us to think off clay, you know? So iron and clay doesn't mix. So we have to understand that with a carnal mind person, is out here, Satan is willing to use them. You see what I'm saying? Because of the spirits that they're allowed to get in them from the wickedness, the iniquities of sin that man had built upon the earth gets attached to another person based on what sin they commit. You know what I'm saying? So those demons inside of that person are able to be used by Satan to come against a child of God to tempt you or to put you in transgression or to put you in a situation to where you lose a blessing that our Father is trying to bring unto you. So once you accumulate that in your mind, you know what I'm saying, and comprehend to understand that in your mind, which comes with growth through every step of the way, then you'll be able to bring value into your life, because our Father will be able to bring value into you because you have passed the tests, the trials, and tribulations and temptations of that time, of that season, you know, and you then get rewarded. So we have to learn how to have the right act so that we can know how to operate in this life. You know what I'm saying? So different books of the Bible teaches you, you know, how to act, which is the book of Acts. You know what I'm saying? The book of Proverbs teaches you wisdom. You see what I'm saying? Of things so that you can learn how to depict from right and wrong through your acts. You know what I'm saying? A life. So if you act and right in life, you would then begin to gain wisdom through life, but you probably will lack some understanding. So you go to Proverbs to understand certain situations that King Solomon has brought out, you know what I'm saying, that may be bigger than what you even going through, can help you out once you know how to act, you know what I'm saying. So once you know how to act, you then can gain wisdom. You see what I'm saying? Because now you have righteous judgment on things, but you got to have wisdom on things to know how to judge on things, you know. So we all just have to, you know, take it step by step, precept upon precept, line upon line, and it will all work together, you know what I'm saying? So our days won't be so dibby down, not so low. I feel some way the whole day, all the way to nighttime, going to sleep angry or with mischief in your heart or hate in your heart, you know what I'm saying? Those things can come, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't know, you know? So when we don't know things, because lack of knowledge, we get into a lot of situations because we lack knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And with lack of knowledge comes sin, because you don't know, even though you may know right and wrong, you still may pick the wrong decision. You still may pick the wrong side based on whatever situation you're in. You may just pick the wrong side just to please another person, you know what I'm saying? Instead of taking value in yourself and being a God, as our Father said, to be a God, we are gods. We are made in His image. You think that our Father would choose Satan over Yeshua? You see what I'm saying? You think that because of whatever the situation would be, you think that He would choose a wicked child over a righteous child? No. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that when you at righteous judgment and you're of our Father Yahweh and you're doing righteous judgment, you got to know how to judge. So you got to have your act right, right? And then you got to gain some wisdom so you can have the wisdom to be able to dissect the situation. Because if you're in the situation and one person is your friend and the other person is a stranger, you see what I'm saying? And your friend had done something to that stranger, 9 times out of 10, a carnal mind person is going to choose their friend over the stranger in the situation when the police come. You see what I'm saying? Or you're going to stand as a bold witness on the stand for your friend in court and lie. You see what I'm saying? For your friend, because that's your friend. You see what I'm saying? You got a carnal mind. So if your friend didn't have a carnal mind and you didn't have a carnal mind, and you had a righteous mind, then your friend would have never put you in that situation, you know, to where you got to lie to protect, you know what I'm saying, they side, you know? So when you think about it, the person that you're protecting don't even care for you, you know? But you're going to protect them just because they're your friend for however long, or, you know, y'all just that cool. But when it comes to the law of God, you're supposed to not choose your friend. You're supposed to put your friend in a place and told them what they did wrong and that you won't be standing by their side because they put you in that situation and it's against the law of your father, Yahweh, you know. And then that way, they will understand to never put you in that situation because all in their mind, oh, he would never or she would never have my back. Look at what happened. How dare they, how dare he or she do that to me when I needed them the most? No. When I needed you the most, you put me in a bad situation. Now you need me the most, the truth put me in a bad situation. You see what I'm saying? You can't put me in a bad situation and then expect me to protect your side when you was wrong. No, you need to be checked. You need to be put in your place the righteous way, and you need righteous judgment on you so you would know to never put me in a bad situation again. And then that way, I'm good because I did a righteous judgment, and you're good because you learned to never put me in that. So if you want to take anybody with you, you know what I'm saying, on a bad carnal-minded situation, you'll know to never put me first in that. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you might not want to be my friend no more. So you protect yourself as a child of God by getting away from, you know what I'm saying, a person who's still out there doing wickedness. And, of course, it's going to hurt, but at the same time, you got to forsake these people. But, you know, that's just like an example of, you know, how it works, because most people, they're going to choose their friend no matter what, right or wrong. But then guess what? The blood is going to be on your hand. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to have to repent, and you're going to feel bad about it that you did it. You know what I'm saying? Because of the guilty conscience. You know what I'm saying? Knowing right from wrong. Your friend may not know right from wrong, but you're supposed to check them to let them know right from wrong. You're supposed to, you know what I'm saying, set the law on them right then and there. So we can't try to please men, you know what I'm saying? We please God. And that way, by us pleasing God, he lifts us up on high. You know what I'm saying? He exalts us because the righteousness we putting upon a wicked earth. You know what I'm saying? We putting his name above all names. We putting his name above our name. You know what I'm saying? His name is our name. You know what I'm saying? We are his children. The ones that he called to do the work of his laws, Torahs, and commandments, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, life is going to give you what you put out in life. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us have been cursed or are still cursed because of things that we lack knowledge in. And we have to learn. We have to unlearn what we know and learn what we need to know. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, man, don't let nobody give y'all a bad day, man. You got to learn how to have power and dominion over all things, as our Papa showed us in Genesis. You know what I'm saying? Have dominion over all things. You got to learn how to replenish and subdue the earth over all things. You can't give somebody the power over you to change the way you feel, the way you was feeling for that day. You know what I'm saying? You was in your world, and then next thing you know, you got out of your world. Well, you was still in your world, and then somebody put you in their world, put you in their mind. I call people minds their world, because when people are not in the world of our Father, then they're in the world of their own, just like what Satan did. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say world, which is their mind. Because the thing about it, your mind can be focused on going to get groceries, you know what I'm saying? And you got peace in your mind, which is your world. And then all of a sudden, you go, somebody come and bump their cart into you, you know, and start some altercation with you just off a bump cart. Because in their world, they didn't have peace in their mind. They was already mad at somebody, you know what I'm saying, or a situation. And Of course, they came to get groceries, but they came in the grocery store already at rage with somebody else, and now they're willing to take that out on you and make your world become unpeaceful and come into vain work. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, don't let somebody come and take the light out of your world and make it dark to where now you're feeling at rage or feeling the way they want you to feel, because then you give them power over you. You're supposed to have power over them. You can't let another person come and change the way you feel, you know what I'm saying? Because the way they feel are the way they want to move, you know what I'm saying? So we got to understand how to live for our Father while we live here on earth. And like I said, it's not easy, but it comes, you know what I'm saying, through the experience, the time, the seasons, you know what I'm saying, reading, studying, asking, praying, fasting. You know, it comes through the sacrifices. All those are sacrifices. You know what I'm saying? You sacrifice your time to study, you sacrifice your time to read, you sacrifice your time to pray, you sacrifice your time to fast, you sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? So we have to sacrifice a lot for our Father so that we can get to where He need us to be. You know what I'm saying? Because with sacrifice comes everything, man. But it has to be the right sacrifice. We don't sacrifice like the wicked. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that. But we sacrifice the righteous way. We sacrifice for our Father. We sacrifice ourselves and things that we desire, things that we may love, things that we may want, things that we may feel like we should do. You know what I'm saying? We sacrifice all that time and all that temporary lust and all that stuff for our Father. Because He said, "Seek me first, and everything you desire, I will give unto you." So that, with that being said, you got to put God first. You got to sacrifice anything that you out there, you know what I'm saying, wanting and caring for. You got to sacrifice all that and give Him your time. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, you know what I'm saying, you got to just give Him your time, you know? And because your time to our Father is very valuable, you know? It's very valuable, you know what I'm saying? When you understand the truth of life. Our Father is the truth of life. So when you give the Father the time, you know what I'm saying, at your days, at your so-called important days, then you show Him how valuable He is to you, because He judge your heart, you know? So that's how you're going to be able to get through certain situations in life, you know what I'm saying? And every day is a battle, because Satan is gonna try, you know. My day got tried today, you know what I'm saying? And I called out my Father's name, you know what I'm saying? And I told Him, you know what I'm saying, to just help me, because I don't wanna go off in the wrong way. I don't wanna lose, you know what I'm saying, my self-control. I don't wanna allow someone else to have power over me. To make my day go as they may want it to go, whatever the situation is. You know what I'm saying? So when I said that, he calmed me down. And the person who I felt to go off on, I approached. But I approached in the right way. And everything got, you know what I'm saying, put out on the table how it's supposed to got put out on the table. You know what I'm saying? And it was an understanding because of my Father. He controls me. He controls the person who I approach. You know what I'm saying? So He knows how to soften their heart when we approach them. He knows how to allow us how to approach a person, because everybody is different. You can't approach this person the same way you approach the other person. It don't work that way, because everybody is different. Everybody in their own worlds. Everybody not of our Father. But if we call out to our Father and ask Him to help us, He will help us. You know what I'm saying? So He did. He helped me. Glory to Father Yahweh for helping me in my situation, because I felt, you know what I'm saying, that it was gonna take me up to here. But when I called out his name, then he came and rescued me. You know what I'm saying? Because Satan was trying me. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what we got to do, man. So the more we learn, the more we study, the more we do for our Father, the more he'll do for us. And that's just, you know what I'm saying, the truth of life. You know what I'm saying? Just like if you, let's just say, if you, whatever skill or talent you're good at, if you did that for so long, every day, you're gonna become great at it. Because you're gonna learn so much through the experience of having that gift or talent and whatever it is, and then you're just gonna start becoming real great, a professional at it, because of the repetition. You know what I'm saying? The repetition of the gift or talent that you had, the repetition of it, continuously doing it over and over and over and over and over and over. You know what I'm saying? And the different experience that you have in that gift or talent, you know what I'm saying, throughout the seasons and times and times and seasons and times and seasons, over and over and over, you're gonna get exalted up in that talent, gift or talent, or that profession, whatever you want to call it. You're gonna get exalted up, you know what I'm saying, to where people are gonna have a reputation. You're gonna have a reputation for that gift or talent that you got so great at, to where people is gonna acknowledge how great or good you is at it. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about that, think about studying the Bible, reading the Bible, fasting and praying, praising our Father, what else? Repenting, what else? You know, just doing those things. It's other things. Counseling out dreams, you know, knowing how to talk to the Father through study, and you know what I'm saying, just doing it on an everyday basis, praying over your food, praying over items you get, you know, doing this on an everyday basis, you're gonna get better and better and better and better at it. You know what I'm saying? Because of the repetition. So then it's gonna be known to our Father about your reputation, because he's watching you. And he see that you're abiding in him. So guess what? Because of your repetition of doing it and doing it and doing it, and your reputation to him, you know what I'm saying? You're being acknowledged for your reputation of studying and doing everything that you're supposed to do for him, that your reputation to him is going to grow to where he's going to acknowledge you, and he's going to bless you. You see what I'm saying? Because he want to exalt you now, because you've been doing what he asked of us to do. You know what I'm saying? So like the talents and gifts you have in the world, you're gonna get reputation, and you're gonna get acknowledged by certain people, to where a lot of people gonna wanna work with you because you're so great at what you have did so much repetition on, that now you're known for that. You see what I'm saying? So our Father is gonna recognize that we're known for praying and fasting, you know what I'm saying, and praising him and reading and studying and giving our time to him. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be known for that in the heavenly tablets. You see what I'm saying? So since we're gonna be known for that, he's gonna recognize, my son or my daughter always doing this. You know what I'm saying? I see you. I recognize you. Let me exalt you. Let me bless you. Let me do this, because you abide in me and I'm abiding you. You are my temple and I dwell in you. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to do what he say he's going to do, and that way you're gonna allow our Father to work through you. You know what I'm saying? And then that way you're able to be established through the foundation and structure that he has given you. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to be valuable in the heavenly tablets and throughout all the earth, because you have abided in the laws. So when you look at Yeshua, and you look at Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, you know what I'm saying, Job, and you know what I'm saying, all our prophets and our Messiah and our forefathers, then you get to see how God know us. You see what I'm saying? You get to see how well he know us. You know what I'm saying? Abraham was counted as righteous. You know what I'm saying? So why would he be counted as righteous from God? Because God watched him. God knew him. God saw him. God see him put in the work. You know what I'm saying? So he exalted him. to be counted as righteous. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about it, everything you do for our Father, it gets acknowledged. He sees it. He knows. You see what I'm saying? But he's gonna see if when Satan tests you, I mean when Satan tempt you, I try you. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna react when you going through your trials and tribulations? How you gonna react? Are you still gonna do the studying, the fasting, the praying, the praising? You know what I'm saying? Everything that you was already doing when things was going great. Are you going to do that? You can see that Job got tested, and I mean Job got tested and tempted in that way. Everything was going great for Job, and Satan recognized that everything Job had was going great for him. He didn't have, and Satan put him Satan put him at judgment on the court to our Father. Like, hold on, everything going great for him. He got the kids, he got the money, he got this, he got that. Ain't nothing going bad for this guy. So of course he's gonna be righteous and set do atonements for his children and do this and do that. That's easy. You know what I'm saying? That's how Satan was coming at our Father Yahweh, and Father Yahweh knew Job. He knew him. So he knew that Job can pass, but he knew that Job lacked some knowledge somewhere. So that's how Satan was able to come to our Father and say that to our Father about Job, because he been watching Job. So that let you know Satan watching you doing good. So guess what? He's gonna tempt you like he tempted Job. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna do that. But our Father know as well that he knows that we're gonna pass the test if we continue to do what he asks us to do, because he know. You know what I'm saying? We just gotta pass that step. We gotta pass that level. We gotta pass that test of time. You know what I'm saying? And once we pass that, we get exalted. So when Job, you know what I'm saying, was going off because, you know, he had them, I think he had bumps, like blisters or whatever, all over his body, and you know, he lost his kids, and you know, everything was just going bad for him. And he lacked some knowledge, and you know what I'm saying? When you lack knowledge, our Father teaches you. You know what I'm saying? But God actually came and taught him because he thought he knew God. He thought he knew God to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? He thought he had God in the bubble, Father Yahweh in the bubble, to where he just knew him well, and he just got life down pat. You know what I'm saying? And our Father don't want us to get comfortable, because if we get too comfortable when things happen to us, then guess what? We're ready to act out of character because we got comfortable in our bubble. You know what I'm saying? So you can't get too comfortable. And you learn that from Solomon. You know what I'm saying? So, because you can never be too wise. You learn all that from Proverbs, from King Solomon. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You have to learn these things so that way you know how to move. So now when you're being tempted, you won't go crazy like, I've been doing this, everything I've been doing righteous and everything I've been doing for God, and I've been holding it down and I haven't been sinning and I haven't been doing this. But you don't know everything, and you don't know why. So since you don't know why, you have to question, ask God why, and then go into the Bible, he'll start showing you things. Unless you have like a prophet where you can ask, you know what I'm saying, and see what's going on. However, you know what I'm saying, you want to do it, you know what I'm saying, you do it, but you can't react out of character. You could be angry, but you can't be out cursing, 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 you know what I'm saying, everything. You know what I'm saying? Saying curse words are putting spells out in the atmosphere against yourself, like Job was doing. You know what I'm saying? He wish he was never born and everything. So God had to come and see him. Like, hold on. You don't know me like you think you know me. So God started asking him questions that he could not answer because he didn't know. But he thought he knew God. So God had to show him, like, you don't know me like you thought you knew me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you do this, you do that, you do that. But it's a lot that you don't know. So when Satan is trying to tempt you, you need to calm down and ask me. Because I got the answers for you. I'm the one gave you everything you got. I'm the one put you in your mama womb. And you cursing your mama womb, you cursing the day you was born. Like, God had to show him. You know what I'm saying? So he had to learn. So that let us know that we don't know everything. Even though we know what we know, we still don't know everything. So we constantly growing. So when we've been tempted and tried and everything, we got to understand how to move in those situations. You know what I'm saying? So it just come with everything, man. So just because you may be doing the right thing every day, you got to endure to the end. So that's through everything and through anything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I hope y'all get blessed with this one, man. I hope this really helped y'all out and helped those who needed it out, man, because it's powerful. You know what I'm saying? It's power and knowledge is power and the truth of our Father. Our Father is knowledge. Our Father is wisdom. He is truth. He is everything. You know what I'm saying? He is life itself. You know what I'm saying? He blew into our nostrils, not we ourselves. It's He that created us, not we ourselves. It's Him that give us life, not we ourselves. It's Him that take a life or make a life, not we ourselves. You know what I'm saying? He's the creator. He's the only God. He's the ancient God of days, of times. You know what I'm saying? So we got to understand that our Father is who He is, and you can never know Him too much. So when you're being tempted, I tested, you have to know how to move. You know what I'm saying? So calm down. Don't approach situations how you want to approach them through emotions. You know what I'm saying? Emotions can carry a long way. You know what I'm saying? So you want to approach them the way God wants you to approach them. But you got to get your act right. You get your act right, you gain some wisdom, you then got some knowledge. And then you know how to move, but then it takes time to know how to take that knowledge from the book, from the word, which is our Father, and be able to put it into ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and become what our Father is making us to become. It takes seasons. It takes time. It takes trials, tribulations, long suffering. It takes that. We got to take that and eat that up, you know what I'm saying, because that's what's going to make us become like our Father. He had to go through his trials and tribulations. Yeshua had to go through his trials and tribulations. Moses, Joseph, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, everybody. Jeremiah, Nehemiah, Azariah, everybody. John, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Paul, we all had to go through what we had to go through, you know what I'm saying, to become what God wants us to become. And that's what we become. God's, as our Father, as the God over all. You know what I'm saying? That's how we become in the image of Him through those times, the hardest times of your life. You get to see who you really are and how strong you really are and where you lack it and where you need to improve it. You get to see those things. You know what I'm saying? I love it, man. But when you lack knowledge, you don't love it. You hate it. But when you gain that knowledge and wisdom and understanding, you love it because you start to see, like, yeah, okay, it's time. Okay, I'm being tried today. I'm laughing. You know what I'm saying? I'm laughing at it. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, man, here it go. You know what I'm saying? But I'm laughing at it because I know what time it is. And I know how to move with it because I've been taught. I studied. I asked. You know what I'm saying? I learned. I fasted. I prayed. I did it all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm prepared because that's my formula. You know what I'm saying? That's the formula that our Father give us. That's the secret sauce. That's the secret formula. You know what I'm saying? Once you got that, you can't lose the formula. Once you start doing one thing, got the formula, guess what? The formula is all mixed up now. You know what I'm saying? You done put some iron in there. That don't need to be in there. You know what I'm saying? Because iron can't mix with clay. You know what I'm saying? So you must keep it holy always. Keep it righteous always. You know what I'm saying? So don't mix up. So, you know, we don't mix up the formula. You mix up the formula, man, that'll be it. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's like, you know, but then you're going to start questioning, like, dang, didn't I? I thought, oh, man, yeah. So you got to make sure you're doing everything because with everything comes the secret formula. You know what I'm saying? That's where life is at. You know what I'm saying? In the formula that our Father give us. And if we abandon the formula, then guess how people live? Just look at how people live that don't got the formula. Look at people that don't know God. You know what I'm saying? That don't know Father Yahweh. When you look at them, you see what happens when you mix up the formula. You then begin to lose the formula. You lose the secret formula. He told us we lost the secret formula. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't abide in Him, you know what I'm saying, and you don't keep the secret formula, and you don't do everything you're supposed to do that's in the secret formula, you lose everything. Because once you mix it, something else tends to come add in itself. You know what I'm saying? And you're not aware of that because you're not on point. Your judgment not on point. Your character not on point. You know what I'm saying? The laws are not on point. Nothing is on point because you lost one. And when you lose one, something else has to replace it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. You got to think about, just think about a relationship. If someone lose someone else to someone else, Something replaced it. You know what I'm saying? Someone replaced you. So if you lose, if not to say you, but let's just say if somebody lost someone that they was dating, you know what I'm saying? Because of whatever the situation was, they lost them to someone else. Someone else replaced them. It's always a replacement. You know what I'm saying? Something trying to replace something. Like Satan is trying to replace Father Yahweh, but he can't. You know what I'm saying? He only can replace Father Yahweh to those who don't know Father Yahweh and for those who don't abide in Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? So when you lose a formula that our Father gave us, or you lose a piece of the formula that our Father gave us, guess who formula you tapping into? Satan. You tapping into a piece of his because you're replacing our Father formula with something of his. You know what I'm saying? But the secret about that whole thing is that the secret is that when you don't abide in the Father, he makes sure you lose something. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a curse. That's another secret. You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting some knowledge, man. That's another secret. So when you lose, say you stop fasting. Say you stop fasting, right? Say somebody stop fasting. If you stop fasting, you know how much power you're losing? You see what I'm saying? You know how much power you're losing for not fasting. Because you got to understand the power of fasting. The power of fasting helps our Father know that we put him first over all things. The power of fasting helps us stay in the spiritual than in the carnal mind. You see what I'm saying? The power of fasting helps us be able to pray to our Father and he answer our prayers faster. You see what I'm saying? The power of fasting lets our Father know that we don't have to just enjoy food. You see what I'm saying? Like the world do. But we can go without food for a time and a time and a time and a time. And days and days and days for however you allow us long to go. To show you that we can go without for you. It's you over all things. It's God, Father Yahweh over all things. So when you understand the power of fasting, you would never want to lose that secret that's in the formula. You see what I'm saying? Because that secret that's in the formula is very valuable. Every secret that's in the formula is very, very valuable. You see what I'm saying? Let's say you stop reading. You stop reading, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? Satan is going to tempt you with something you don't know. Ain't that how he got Eve? You see what I'm saying? Ain't that how he got Job? You see what I'm saying? He's going to tempt you with something you is incapable of doing because he know that he was able to allow you to stop reading to keep you busy and occupied on something that he wants you to be doing so that you can't get the knowledge to subdue him and his demons. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have the power of that knowledge and wisdom to be able to do so. You know what I'm saying? So he's able to bring in something to replace that reading. You know what I'm saying? And now since he replaced that reading, he's going to try to keep you occupied on whatever he used that he know that you once loved or cared for. You know what I'm saying? Or something new that he may want to bring in to keep you occupied. You know what I'm saying? To replace that reading. Now you lost knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And you lost wisdom of something that he was planning to tempt you on. And now that he pulled you away from reading, you can't study. You know what I'm saying? So now you're losing. And guess what? He's going to win because whatever demon he sent to you is going to be within you. You know what I'm saying? Because you allowed it to. Because now you replace reading. You know what I'm saying? You replace fasting. So you got to understand the power of the secrets and the formula that our Father give us and know how to obtain them, use them, keep them, hold tight to them, and never let them go. Because when you let one go, you start to let the next one and the next one and the next one go because it becomes a curse. You know what I'm saying? And that's how our Father set it up because he don't want you to replace him or anything of his law with anything of Satan's law. Because now you're having two, you're what is called, you can't have two masters. You know what I'm saying? You can't be lukewarm. You can't have two masters. You can only have one. the other one you love, the other one you hate. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be both sided when it comes to our Father. You know what I'm saying? Because when you become both sided, Satan comes in and he tends to take over because of the carnal mind. You know what I'm saying? But if you really care for our Father and love the Father, you would not leave him. You would stay and you would abide in him and he abide in you. And then it's just simple as that. You know? So never forget the secrets to the formula. You know what I'm saying? And though not at the beginning, we don't know the secrets to the formula. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how to obtain them. We don't know how to use them. We don't know how to keep them. We don't know how to save and store them. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how. But as you learn, you know what I'm saying? You'll know how. As you go through it, as you stay with our Father, you will know how. That's the whole secret. You have to know how to move, how to operate, how to use your mind, how to use the power of our Father for your life so that he can fulfill it all. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, hope y'all really, really learned. That's some extra secret that I gave y'all right there. Extra secret that I gave y'all. You know what I'm saying? Take that, man, and be blessed, man. Take that and be blessed. And give glory to Father Yahweh and not me. You know what I'm saying? Put him over me and anything else. Yourself, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. Because that's all for him. That's his secret that he gave to me. You know what I'm saying? Through his words that he gave to his children, that he exalted, and through his words that he put into the scriptures, you know what I'm saying, for the prophets who he exalted, and our Messiah who he exalted. So that's where I get it from. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get it from me myself. And whatever he gave me extra to know myself through reading and studying, that's where it comes from. You know what I'm saying? But it comes with time. It didn't just come overnight, you know, but that's how we're supposed to be. You got to see things for what it is and take all things that our Father give us and bring it out into fruition of the physical realm, you know what I'm saying, so that it can manifest out here, and he can allow you to subdue the earth, you know what I'm saying, with his powers and his might and his strong arm and everything that he has, you know what I'm saying, that he used to bless us. Love y'all, man. Have a blessed, peaceful day. I'm out. Shalom.